If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Teddy Greenstein covered sports and college football for the Tribune for more than 20 years. He's written a book called Quarterback Dads. Features interviews with Archie Manning, Warren Moon, Kurt Warner, and others. You know, anybody that's ever had a child out on the soccer field or the baseball field can, I think, relate to what's in this book. And, again, perfect for Father's Day.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's something that you've seen. If you've been around the game of football, you have certainly seen it. And I think Teddy does a real nice job of getting this across. The quarterback dads are lurking.
I don't know if this is his first book or not, but it's very timely with Father's Day coming up. And I know Teddy went to Northwestern, and there's a great comment from Pat Fitzgerald on the back of this book. He said, "I'm often asked by dads, how can I help my son get D1 offers? Hard work is number one, and now I'm adding read Quarterback Dads." My longtime friend Teddy Greenstein runs you through the do's and don'ts and does it in the same entertaining style he brought to his hard work, to his work at the Chicago Tribune. Teddy joins us now, and I guess in a way this book could be called Good Dad, Bad Dad, couldn't it, Teddy? Because it's really about different approaches of fathers and sons pursuing athletic success.
So true, Bob and Dave. Good morning, guys, from Boston here for the Golf U.S. Open. But it's so true. You know, early on in the book, we diagnosed 15 types of quarterback dads. And 12 of them are bad, unfortunately. Like, you have, like, the quote, "we dad," the guy who's always saying, you know, we need to get our stats up next year. And, you know, we're looking at some SEC schools, but we're also considering Northwestern. It's like, it's not we, it's him. And then we have good dads as well. You know, the guys who show up at workouts and they're just being helpful. You know, it's like, "Coach, you need me to film anything? Do you need some water?" And then, like, after the workout, they're not peppering their kid with questions. So a lot of different types of dads diagnosed in this book.
Perfect Father's Day gift. So this is really about how to raise a star athlete and how not to raise a star athlete. Is that sum it up?
Yeah, Bob, but not even a star athlete. I'd say any athlete. I mean, my kids play soccer for the Fire Academy. I have two daughters. And I know people who've read the book and their kid plays lacrosse or swims or plays baseball or whatever, because, like, there are a lot of universal themes here. You know, should you specialize, meaning should your kid just play that one sport, or should he or she vary it around? You know, should the kid be self-motivated? Like, should he or she be setting the alarm clock?
The book is called, again, Quarterback Dads. Teddy Greenstein with Donovan Dooley, who is the founder of Quarterback University.
I know, Teddy, you might have heard Bob was referencing Pat Fitzgerald's quote about his advice would be read Quarterback Dads. But you have some interesting advice from some college coaches. And I guess my question is, why has the quarterback dad become such an important figure in the sport? Yeah.
Dave, it's a good question. You know, look at Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams is a kid who started at Oklahoma, had a huge year, and then decides to transfer and sort of sets off this frenzy, because quarterback is so different from any other position because, as you know, only one plays. So you don't really have, like, left tackle dads and, you know, middle linebacker dads to this extent, because they can pick a school, and even if they're, you know, a bunch of other good kids at their position, that kid's still going to play. But with quarterback, it's only one. So Caleb Williams transferred to USC under Lincoln Riley, and Carl Williams had a huge effect on that decision. And also, you know, this is the glamour position in sports. These are the guys who are making tens, if not hundreds of millions the dollars. So as a result, they have the biggest ego, they want the most training, they have the biggest social media following, and they're different from any other position in sports.
I know we only got a few seconds. What's the biggest thing that you hope people take away from this book, especially if it's the quarterback, the father of a quarterback who might be reading it?
Yeah. Hmm. Dave, I'd say, like, form an individual relationship with each kid. And I talked to Pat Fitzgerald about that a bunch, and Archie Manning. Like, Archie had, you know, kids with different personalities. Like, Peyton's super intense, so we actually had to throttle him back at certain points. And then he had Eli, who was so shy, barely said a word until he was 8 or 10 years old. So we had to work harder at developing that relationship to bring out his personality. So develop that individual bond, and then you'll know if your kid needs to be held back a little bit or needs a kick in the butt.
Quarterback Dads, Teddy Greenstein. And Teddy, give us 15 seconds, being the good journalist that you are. What will be the big headline coming out of the Open there in Boston?
Yeah, we have no Tiger out here in Boston, but we do have Phil Mickelson. So there'll be a lot of talk about the LIV Tour, Rory McIlroy coming off a wonderful performance at the Canadian Open. So it's going to be a good week out here at a fascinating course where they had a great Ryder Cup in 1999, so it should be fun. Hope you guys will be watching.
Happy Father's Day to all. Teddy Greenstein with the perfect book for the day, Quarterback Dads. Congratulations on that. Good talking to you, Teddy.
Thanks for having me, guys. Take care.